Also in the capital today, China's president and the head of the International Olympic Committee both expressed optimism about the Games. Chinese leader Hu Jintao said that the Olympics will showcase China's desire to join the world in building a bright future. And IOC President Jacques Roga said that the Games will be a landmark event. But sunny predictions can't eclipse some dark clouds of worry within China. Correspondent Anne Donahue found mixed feelings on the streets of Beijing.
So is this the street?
Here along Chang'an Boulevard, the main street in downtown Beijing, not far from Tiananmen Square, a half dozen young volunteers staff a booth catering to the Olympic tourists.
I just want to use the internet,
Use the internet, okay?
For these volunteers, the Olympics is a dream, a special moment for China, a source of great pride in their country. They all exude the same basic theme. We want to show the world the new China.
We host a game, and the whole world will make the eyes on China, and they will know much about our country.
It's a good chance for us to show new China to the world, and we glad to make foreign friends.
China want to show the world a new China.
For Beijing college students, most of whom speak some English, there was immense pressure from friends, family, or their university to become a volunteer for the Games, and thousands willingly signed on to help. But many others had misgivings. Their attitude toward the Games was more ambivalent. They want the Games to succeed, but they want the Chinese government to learn a lesson.
What they should learn and what they're going to learn is probably very different. What they should learn, I think, is that openness is a good thing. And China should not just open economically, it also should be open culturally and politically.
This young woman who studied in the United States before returning home to Beijing for the Games did not want her name used. She's concerned that the government will get the message that they can continue to do anything they want and disregard the needs of the average citizen. Beijingers have sacrificed a lot, she says. Tens of thousands were evicted from their homes. Millions can't run their factories or drive their cars during the Games.
My worst fear is that the Chinese government would still think that they can control anything and everything, because it has been a very tight control through the whole process of preparing and building the venues and matters of dealing with the foreign media and the domestic media.
Miao Wei is the editor of Life Weekly, the largest news weekly in China. He thinks the Games are a good thing for the Chinese people. It gives them an opportunity to see a high level of competition, and they'll benefit from the improved infrastructure. But he worries that the lasting legacy of the Games will be more nationalism.
The Chinese government likes ceremony and ritual, like the torch relay, to help legitimize the regime. This makes ordinary people think the country is strong, maybe stronger than it really is, and this fuels nationalism, which I think will continue for many years to come.
The Olympics have often been cited as one of the catalysts that propelled South Korea toward greater democracy following their 1988 Summer Games in Seoul.
It was very important for the South Korean government and the South Korean public as a whole to put on a good show, a good face. It was a real coming out party for this relatively unknown industrializing nation.
Sun Yong Lee teaches political science at Tufts University. He says the South Korean government used the Games to bolster their legitimacy, much as the Chinese have. But he cautions the similarities may end there. Lee says the Olympics were just one factor that helped push along democratic reforms.
For instance, there was deregulation in the banking sector, in the stock market, inflation had been brought down, and liberalization of the press, as well as labor unions. So these small indices of economic and political freedom were already in place in South Korea in the 1980s, which is not necessarily the case with respect to China today.
Unlike Korea, China has done little to reform political institutions in the 7 years since it was awarded the Games, and in some cases has done just the opposite. Limits on travel, speech, and the press have only tightened in the past few months in the name of Olympic security. For the World, I'm Anne Donahue in Beijing.